Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. We have Shaykh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
Okay, Shaykh Ahmad Danish, today's question asks, who was Umm al-Kulthum, daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib? Let's be more familiar with this character first, and then we'll get to some of the details of her life. Was she the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, or no, from another wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam? First of all, give us some information about Umm al-Kulthum.
Right, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Umm al-Kulthum, salamullah alayha, we have one of the daughters of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. The famous daughter is Bibi Zainab, salamullah alayha.
Yes.
And the other daughter is Umm Kulthum.
So there were only two daughters from Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra.
There were two daughters.
And three sons.
And three sons.
Hassan, Hussein, and Mohsen.
And so we have this tradition, and this fact is well known amongst the scholars, that Umm Kulthum was one of the daughters of Lady Fatima al-Zahra from Imam Ali alayhi salam. But this question arises, that is the Umm Kulthum, who is mentioned as the wife of the second caliph, is this the same Umm Kulthum that was the daughter of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, uh-huh, salamullah alayha, or not?
Okay.
And so our brothers from the Ahlus Sunnah try to make this point that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave his daughter to the second caliph, and then there was no disagreement amongst themselves regarding any of those issues of caliphate that the Shias point out. And so regarding this topic, what we can say is that one of the reasons or one of the traditions in the Ahl Sunnah says that the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam did not marry the second caliph. Rather, uh-huh, this was one of the daughters or one of the sisters of Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, mm-hmm, who was raised by Imam Ali alayhi salam, whose name also was Umm Kulthum, mm-hmm, and this daughter was given to the second caliph.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was the daughter of Abu Bakr, the first caliph.
So this was the resemblance of the name, isn't
and
it?
And her okay. name was also Umm Kulthum. And
right.
this was not the daughter of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. But she was raised with Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr in the household of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the second caliph was married to this Umm Kulthum. What is the reference? We have this book called Tehzeeb al-Asma.
Yes.
In the second volume, page number 630, it says that wa Umm Kulthum hazihi.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, the tradition goes like that Lady Aisha had two sisters, and Abu Bakr, the first caliph, introduced them to Lady Aisha, that these are your sisters, of course, from another wife. And Tehzeeb al-Asma, the book says that wa Umm Kulthum hazihi tazawwaja Umar ibn Khattab.
All right.
Right? And so this was the Umm Kulthum that married Umar ibn Khattab, or the second caliph.
Why so much emphasis on the marriage of the daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib to Umar? To show what?
Yes.
To show that there was maybe no disagreement,
Or
discord,
yeah,
between the two?
Yes. I think the...
The
main purpose is this, that the brothers of the Ahl Sunnah try to show that all the companions of the Holy Prophet, they had almost no differences, or they were all very friendly amongst themselves. And the historical records, of course, don't prove that point, because even during the caliphate of the third caliph, we see that there were disagreements. There were people who came to the house of the third caliph. They surrounded the house. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam had to intervene and send those who were known as rebels. But these were people who had disagreements with the policies of the third caliph.
Mm-hmm.
They had gathered and surrounded the house of the third caliph. And when Imam Ali alayhi salam first intervened, after that, something transpired that caused them to return. And that led to the killing of the third caliph. And so we see that these disagreements were very much there. And in the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam himself, we had three wars that were fought amongst the Muslims. We see these differences were very much there, but they were simmering under the surface up until the second caliph. And in the reign of the third caliph, yes, these differences came afore.
That's right.
And in the fourth caliph, or the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, these differences resulted in wars that were fought, and mm-hmm, thousands of people died in these wars.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Do we have any proof or evidence showing us that such a marriage was a forced marriage?
According to some of the ulama, some of the Shia scholars, in some of the traditions we have that it was because of the persistence of the second caliph that I want to marry her. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said that no, but she is quite small for you. But the second caliph insisted, and so this marriage came about.
Yes.
But even then, we cannot prove anything with certainty that this was a result of very good relations between the second caliph and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Rather, it just proves that Imam Ali alayhi salam used to live in the Muslim community, and he used to, after those first 6 months or so that he was secluded into his household, he used to advise even the second caliph,
all right,
regarding issues related to governance. And he had a relationship with the second caliph, because the second caliph was responsible for the management of all the affairs of the Muslim community. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam used to advise him regarding the do's and don'ts of governance. And the second caliph is reputed to have said that if Ali was not there, lahalaka Umar. This is a famous narration,
yes,
from the second caliph. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam had a relationship with the second caliph, but this does not prove that he condoned everything that the second caliph would do.
Yes.
Rather, his working relationship was there because he had the greater good of the Muslim community in his mind. And without this working relationship, a lot of misfortune could have come on the Muslim community. And
that's
so
right,
for the greater good of the Muslim community, this person who was trained by the Holy Prophet, who was the Qasimun Nari wal Jannah, who was basically a link between the Prophet and the Muslims, because he was trained by the Prophet himself.
That's right.
He, if he had enclosed himself in his house and not advised these rulers of that time, Muslim community would have suffered. And so, therefore, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam had a working relationship with these people. But
all
this
does
not mean that he accepted the caliphate of these rulers. Rather, it shows that for the greater good, he sacrificed his personal interest for the greater good of the
That's
community.
Right. There was a lady named Asma bint Umais.
Yes.
She was the wife of Abu Bakr.
Abu Bakr.
And some people like Ayatollah Marashi al-Najafi, we can say, and also other, we can say ulama from the Ahl al-Sunnah, say that this lady, Umm Kulsum, was the daughter of Asma bint Umais.
Yes.
But and when Abu Bakr died, she got married to Ali ibn
Imam
Abi Talib.
Yes.
So, and the same Umm Kulsum, we can say, who was the daughter of Abu Bakr, we can say was married to the Umar.
Yes.
So that was not the original daughter, it's better to call it, we can say blood daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is one also narration.
Yes, the same narrative that she was raised in the household
of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Ali ibn Abi Talib. And the sister of Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, because Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr was also raised in the household of the of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
And therefore, she was a sister of Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr and was raised in the household of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
We know that Asma was the wife of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib.
Mm-hmm.
When he died, she got married to, we can say, Abu Bakr.
No.
Then Abu Baghdad, she got married to Imam Ali alayhi salam, we can say, and Asma was also the mother of Abdullah ibn Ja'far, the husband of Lady Zainab, we can say, and Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. So, really complicated, we can say, marital relations on that time. So, and that was maybe, we can say, we have to take a look at such concept of marriage between the tribes over there as a custom or traditional, we can say, a kind of culture, it's better to call it.
True.
On that time among the Arabs.
These were things that had tribal values attached to it. But most importantly is that during those times, marriage, because of the wars that had been fought, and so many martyrs had left their families behind. And so the Prophet ﷺ also encouraged marriages of these widows with his other companions. And so from them, some of the offsprings we had in history are mentioned.
And there are two narrations talking about the grave of such a lady. Some people believe that she passed away in Medina. She was buried in Baqi cemetery over there. And some people say that the tomb is in Damascus.
Damascus.
We can say we can say Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's right. All right. Thank you very much, Shaykh, for your nice elaboration regarding the character Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and whether there was any marriage by the approval of Imam Ali alayhi salam to Omar the second caliph. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن